Welcome to sports ball. Yeah.
Oh my God. Swish.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hi, welcome to the show. I want to thank Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. Every time I mention their names, Molly, my mouth starts to water so bad.
Wearing another shirt today. Keep in mind that this restaurant opened the year that I got married. And okay, I have swag from this restaurant like the last 18 years. So I can wear a t-shirt.
Fit check us right now. If you're not watching, you can on YouTube. All right, she's got another Amsterdam shirt. How many Amsterdam falafel and kebab shirts do you have?
Oh, I easily have like 30 or 40.
Okay.
What? I'm telling you, man, I haven't repeated yet.
No, you haven't. You haven't at all, actually. Okay. All right. Well, you got more shirts than I don't know really what to say, but go to Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab and get some food. Dinner at CWS weekend. A lot of stuff going on. If so you're running around, just call them at 402-504-3223. You can place an online order right there. And also you can go online at eatafkdundee.com. They're located on 50th and Underwood, right in the heart of Dundee. All right.
It's
in Dundee.
Yeah,
you can't miss it and you'll smell it. You'll know what you're smelling. Right there on the street. So yeah, so go there and get some curry fries. They can cater any size parties.
They got falafel. Oh my God. So the gyro meat is like beef and lamb, and then they've got falafel, which you can get regular and spicy. I love the fact that they've added spicy to the menu.
I do too.
So the doner kebabs are the ones that are the beef and lamb. It is magnifique. And of course, the curry fries, which come in a cute little cone with a tiny little fork. So you don't get your little pinchers.
I'm a giant.
It's so funny to do that. You're like, I'm huge.
Go to
As if
Amsterdam.
I needed any help in that department. I feel like that just eating in general.
Mm-hmm. Also, live podcast. Remember, that's going down Saturday night at Herdette Sports Bar and Grill in La Vista, July 12th at 7:30. All right. Ticket prices, by the way, include free drink and happy hour prices during the show. But it's going to be that the Herdette Sports Bar and Grill, like I said, in La Vista. And doors open up at 6:30. So if you want tickets, go to Eventbrite and just, you know, search Big Party Show. Yeah. Or you can just hit us up on one of our social medias, the Big Party Show Facebook page, also Instagram and stuff like that. We have links to everything. So we want you there.
But I love the fact that we're like basically buying everyone their first round. Because, you know, if you listen to the show, you know that we love our cocktails. And we're going to have signature cocktails. So maybe your first round could actually be one of the signature cocktails.
Did you guys get the cat, plastic cat tails?
No, I have to get that ordered. So we found a place. So. Yeah, we've got time. But I'd like to have it in hand beforehand.
Sure. Oh,
Have you landed on what you want for your little signature drink?
Yeah, I'm going to have little flags, probably with your face on it or something. Maybe both of our faces will be on it. Well, you're going to do cats. I mean, how does that promote the show? I'm going to do our faces. So it's
How
equal.
Does that promote the show? It promotes
our faces.
The,
so they can take it home with them and they can be like, you know, people are like, where'd you get that? That's cool. It's sitting at your office and then say, hey, I went to the Big Party Show live podcast and they're handing these out. And look at Molly's face. It's funny. Funniest
face on
his phone.
Are you going to use one of those? Are you going to use one of
I have one.
Oh, no. I'm terrified.
You should be. It's a good photo. I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
No. The fact surprisingly, that you love it really worries me.
I don't have a whole lot of photos of you I do, but they're all good photos. Mm. Not that I don't want to use a bad photo. I want to use a funny photo.
Funny is different than bad.
Yeah. Getting some bad photo where your hair is all out over. Yeah, like that. That's funny. Do that again.
No, so I'm not going to screenshot that.
Yeah. we'll go. All right, so it's CWS weekend. We're going to speak with Pat. Pat's the manager of Rocco's Pizza and Cantina right across the street from Charles Schwab. So we'll chat with him today a little bit about the Jello Shot Challenge and how that
Round
all went down.
Round zero for Jello Shot for the arms race. So today is like we're just getting started. So yep. It's interesting to find out because there are certain teams that go bananas for this.
Yes.
And they really do have like a pissing contest on who's going to get the best and the most.
We'll get to how it all went down with Pat. But LSU holds the record in their back. They hold the record of Jell-O shots. But like I said, we'll get down to it. But real quick, we have the chick pick. I want to do real fast and get this out of the way. Mm. Basically, it's the NCAA Men's College World Series right at Charles Schwab, of course. Yep. And Molly picks the winners by mascot.
Solely based on mascot.
Solely based on mascot.
I know nothing about talent. I know nothing about like RBIs,
sports
apparently
in general.
It's baseball, so there's a bat.
Sports ball. Bases. Call it sports ball. All right, so I'm just going to throw out the, I'm not going to say the name of this the team. I'm just going to throw out mascots for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first game is going to be between Chanticleer and the Wildcats. Who's your pick there?
Oh, gosh,
when?
That's tough.
Wildcats. Not just today, but win the weekend. You're saying Wildcats?
Well, win the weekend. I got to pick one. I mean, and then you're going to put them up against other ones, right?
Well, after this weekend, the next round goes, I believe, Wednesday. So we have time. I believe.
But I'm not picking the Wildcats out of everybody.
But no.
Go ahead.
No, not out of everybody. All right. You got the Beavers and the Cardinals.
Obviously. Beavers.
Beavers.
All the way. I mean, Beavers is going to be my pick. Beaver fever.
Bruins and Racers. Now, the Racers are, it's derived from horse racing.
Racers. Kind of fun. A little
different. Like that?
Yeah.
You like that, the Racers?
I like the Racers.
Okay, and then you have the Razorbacks and Tigers.
Tigers.
Oh, wow. Okay, Razorbacks and Tigers. You're going with the Tigers?
Yeah, I mean the Cats.
Are you going for the whole thing? Do you have a one pick?
Beavers.
You are going for the Beavers for the end?
Yes, unless something better comes up. Are there more teams to choose from?
No, that's it. Welcome to sports ball. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Swish! Sports ball!
Slam dunk, right? Slam dunk, swish. Right? All right. I don't know if you guys want to put money on none of those, but if you do, 1-800 bets off. All right. What's happening?
The only one that I'm like torn about is the Wildcats versus the Chanticleers. Actually, I want to change that to the Chanticleers.
Do you really?
I do, just because it's so affected.
Okay.
It just sounds so like, oh, look at you. I mean, they probably look have a really hard time. Oh, look at you. Plus, I picked Tiger, so I feel like if I was going to pick something.
Okay.
All right, so Chanticleers. I would like for the end to be the Chanticleers and the Beavers.
God,
that
I'm
would be like
torn.
My final round pick.
All right, so you have the, this is on Saturday, the Arkansas Razorbacks and then the LSU Tigers.
Oh, Tigers all the way.
But that's what you have picked. But that's interesting.
LSU.
I was hoping that wouldn't happen because in the betting world, the two favorites, right, to win the whole thing is one of those guys.
Really?
Yeah.
The Tigers or the Razorbacks?
Each other. Yeah,
no, they're sleeping on the Beavers, huh? Sleeping on the Beavers.
Yeah. Sleeping on the Beavs.
Don't ever sleep on a Beaver.
Why? Does it bite?
It might.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of which... I think I live with an opossum.
Okay, what's an opossum? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we call possums, but yeah.
Yeah, possums, opossums,
same thing.
Whatever.
You're sleeping with one, is what you're saying?
I think that I'm living with one.
Oh, where? In the house?
In my son's bedroom.
Oh, it's him?
It's him.
Okay.
He's nocturnal.
Okay.
He hisses when you try to bother him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it is, I mean, he's got teeth and he's got that skinny tail. He's just skinny. And I mean, I'm just seriously like last night, I just turned to my husband. I was like, I think we're living with a possum. And I think that possum's name is Declan.
Does he not leave the room?
No.
Like rarely. That's that age. I watched it with Oliver and I watched it with Colin.
He's in his like little hidey hole. He's made this. Yeah. So he has this like bunk, but it's those modern bunks where it's a full on the bottom and then a bunk bed on top. You know what I mean? Where it's not a traditional bunk bed where it's single. It's like full one on the bottom and then the bunk on the top.
Is that for people that stay over or something?
Yeah.
Or?
Like we got it for like sleepovers and also, you know, we get lots of house guests.
Okay.
So it was like kind of one of those like throw the kids in there. So he has put up this dark like fleece blanket that covers from the top bunk down over.
Oh, so he lives in a cave.
He literally lives in a cave.
Okay, I like this. I like what he's doing.
So he is, honestly, he's blacked out the windows over by that side of the bed. Like, if I go over there, there's another blanket that's covering that side to block out the light. And if you go inside of that little hidey hole, it is pitch black. It is surrounded on all sides.
Is he gaming in that on his phone in that little?
He must. I mean, he's got his phone. He doesn't have like he computer games, as you know. So he'll come. He goes to one of two places. He's either in his little crib, in his little like cave. He calls it. I mean, we call it his lair. He goes into his lair, or he goes downstairs and he's in the public room. But it's the computer is there. Huh.
That's that age. That's what
and he oscillates from like that place. I was like, get outside. Don't touch grass. Luck. Like, seriously, good get luck. Some fresh air. I made him walk good with luck. Me the other day.
You made him walk with you? Okay.
Well, because we were going to get something to eat. He was like, where are we going? Yeah. Then it was really funny. We went to brunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we sit down and we order. And he's like, so what do you want to talk about? And I was like, I don't care. We can talk about whatever. He's like, well, no, I mean, I assumed that you brought me out because, like, you need to talk to me about something.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I was like, I just was like feeling like I wanted pancakes and I know you like French toast. And he's like, I don't believe you.
Why didn't you play into it and just say, let's talk about the birds and the bees. That's such opportunity misses.
We had done that show that day and I did tell him, do you know about people sending emails saying that they'd seen you in compromising positions?
Yeah. What did he say? Mom,
he's like, yes, mom, they talked about that at school. I was like,
oh, did they really?
Because I told him, I was like, I got an email from someone, and he's like, well, who did you get an email from? I was like, I don't know, it said it was from my account, but he told me hello pervert. He's like, somebody called you a pervert. He's like,
all right, well, yeah, at least you had that talk and everyone should. I just saw the latest thing too. They're warning people about unsubscribing. Did you see that yesterday at all?
No, what was that?
You know how you get emails that says unsubscribe? But what they're saying is that that's no different than clicking something to open.
Oh.
And it could be corrupt because they're doing that as well. So now I guess they're warning us about unsubscribing to stuff. I'm like,
Netflix so is much thrilled. I want they're to like, unsubscribe good. It's another to. Way yes. that they can never unsubscribe. Excellent. Yeah. Even if we send them something, they're going to think it's some sort of phishing scheme from South Sudan.
They absolutely are. All right, so it's Father's Day weekend. Americans are going to spend about $24 billion. That's up, by the way, from $22.4 billion yesterday. The average amount of money he's getting spent is about $200.
What?
Yes. $200. It got me thinking on what is a good gift. I mean, everyone knows their dad. I don't know what a good gift for me would be. Something probably... food related or something like that. I don't know. But like if your dad likes to golf, you can get him golf balls. Those aren't cheap. And you can also get him a golf glove, you always need that stuff. And maybe even pay for a golf experience or something like that.
Well, that's the thing. You know? I mean, for me, I wouldn't get him a golf glove or golf balls. I would get them like an 18 to play 18 someplace that they play.
Yeah, I thought
like
of that.
That would be to me like you're going to play. So let me buy you a round. That would be my idea of a gift, more the experience than like something because that's golf balls are pretty personal.
Well, yeah, you just got to. Well,
like you have the ones that you like and the ones that you don't. Peter tried to send me out to buy golf balls. I was heading out to Walmart and he's like, oh, will you pick up? I'm like, absolutely not. I will never get the right because I was like, unless you can give me the box.
Okay.
Of balls that you like. Like, I'm not just going to sit there and he's like, well, here's the brand and here. I'm like, no, just no. For so many reasons, no. A million times.
They're just balls. Pick them up.
He's so particular. They're all so particular about it. You know, they think that like they play better with a certain ball. I'm like, yeah, dude, you play bad no matter what.
Yeah.
Blame it on the ball if you've got to.
Blame it on the balls.
He's playing night golf tonight.
Good. Good. I'd have never done that before. I haven't golfed
the
in a while.
Balls, so I don't do it's that. Kind of fun. It sounds fun. I mean, you can't take it seriously.
So what are you guys getting him for Father's Day? Is there a conversation? Ribs? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to Carson's and getting ribs and double cut pork chops. And
it probably will be about like that. Why do you see the look on your face is so unhappy? I'm sure he wasn't saying that to his buddies. Flowers. They're stinking flowers. Why are you doing that to him? He's employee of the month.
Nobody
Come on, it's your husband.
Employee of the month and Father's Day, plus he gets to go to France. Enough. I think Peter has been celebrated quite.
You know what? And also some stupid pork chops, and they're doubled.
Yes, they're double pork chops. The only reason I grump about it is because he's the only one in the house that likes it.
Hey, last time I was out in Chicago with you guys took me to this place and he was all about those pork chops.
You loved it too. I think it's a guy thing. It's just meat, you know, just like wanting. And so we've tried to get like the different sides. The kids don't like it. Like the kids don't like the meat. The kids don't like the sides. I'm not a big meat eater. So like maybe I'll have like one or two ribs, but that's about it. And then the rest of it. And so it's basically him.
We got to call Pat from Rocco's. We're late. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Maybe he's.
Hey, Pat, it's the Big Party Show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
Good. Sorry, we're late. We're talking about pork chops. And of course, when you're talking about pork chops, you lose track of time.
Lose yourself.
That'll happen. I was like, I thought I had one. I didn't know for sure.
Maybe I had two. Who's counting? Stop counting.
Exactly. All right, Pat with Rocco's Pizzas and Cantina. Hey, man, so I wanted to jump on with you. First of all, congratulations on everything you've done with the College World Series. You guys are located across the street from Charles Schwab. How did the Jell-O shot start, the Jell-O shot challenge?
So we started it back in the day. We got, that first series down here in 2011, the final was Florida, South Carolina. And we, you know, the Florida fans were down on their luck. They wanted some rally shots. So we made them something, you know, a green shot and called it a day. And then obviously the South Carolina fans found out and, well, you know, Florida has their signature shot. We needed our signature shot too and make it red. So, and they were sending them back and forth and everyone's having a good time, but we weren't keeping track. We were just selling signature shots. And then I was sitting out at DJ's dugout back on the old days on 114th when they had the dueling pianos. The guys that were playing, one guy's playing Go Big Red and the other guy's playing Let's Go Jays because Nebraska Creighton are playing in basketball. And so I'm like, they're genius. They incentivize fan bases to be competitive monetarily. I was like, these guys are awesome. So, you know, people are literally throwing chairs out of the way to pour hundreds of dollars into these guys' tip jar to get one or the other going. So I was like, oh man, I wonder what it would be like if I did that for CWS. What if I just made a shot for all eight teams and actually kept track, you know, in the computer system? That way we know, you know, which fan base is the best. Every fan base thinks they're the best, but, you know, how do you prove that if you don't have a Jell-O shot board? And so we started with just regular shots, and then Kevin, the owner of Rocco's, when he bought the place and Rocco's in 2019, he asked me, hey, how'd you guys do it at the old place? And I told him, and he said, hey, let's just, instead of free pouring shots, having to set out 20 individual shot, you know, cups and then pouring, it's like, let's just hand out these prepackaged Jell-O shots. Like, they're great. And, you know, people can just rock them like that. And you can hand out 20 at a time and ring them up and not have to worry about it. And obviously as a bartender, I'm just looking for the easiest to sell as many shots as possible. So I said, yeah, that's perfect. And so that's when the Jell-O shot of the Jell-O shot challenge was born.
Wow. Okay, that's fantastic.
In total, how many did you sell last year?
Just under 97,000.
So Pat, you have 90. How many Jell-O shots do you have in that bar?
We have every day. We'll start the day with 17,000 Jell-O shots in the bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Holy smokes.
Your cooler must be really something.
So we have six coolers behind. You know, we do it because, you know, again, 95% of the year, we aren't a Jell-O shot bar. Yeah. You know, the other times our whole party room, we book it out for Creighton graduations or, you know, whatever it is down here. But this time of year, we literally yank all the tables out of it. Last Sunday, we literally built a 22 foot Jell-O shot bar ourselves and put it up back there. Right. And we put six coolers back there and fill them with all the different colors. And we have a closet that is ceiling in Jell-O shot boxes as well. So yeah, we pack it in as best we can. And once we get rolling, it's, you know, people are buying them, I guess, 10, 20 at a time.
That does make sense to have a Jell-O shot bar out of the area of where other people are ordering stuff. I'm sure. Jason.
Yeah, we tried to do it. You know, we tried to do it behind the main bar and realized that was a poor decision early on.
Yeah.
So once people are buying them by the hundred, you start realizing that maybe you need some dedicated space.
People are all like, right, and, I just want a beer. What's the price tag on a Jello shot?
So the shots are $5 a piece. A dollar from every shot goes to that school's on-campus food bank. So what happens is you'll go up, you'll say, hey, give me 5 shots for LSU or for Arkansas or Oregon State. You know, Murray State's going to be a big one this year. They're a good story, you know, but whoever you want it for, you can pick whatever flavor or color you want, but you just tell us the name of the team you want to support. And a dollar from every shot goes to that school's on campus food bank.
Aww.
And then 50 cents from all the shots total stays in Omaha.
Okay.
Or the Omaha Metro. So, over the course of the last 3 years, between the Jello Shot Challenge itself and then some of the smaller events we've done, Kevin and Bonnie, the owners, have donated over $350,000 to fight food insecurity. So
Oh my God, that's great.
It started as a hilarious joke of which fan base is the best, but now it literally makes the years of a lot of these food banks. So
that's amazing. Beautiful. Congratulations. That's really cool. And who holds the record? I saw, what is it, LSU still holds the record?
LSU still holds the record, 68,888. So they come in full force, and we already know that they'll. There's already some of them in town. I talked to a bunch of them yesterday, and we know Arkansas is coming to that Saturday night game. LSU Arkansas
is about huge.
It's about as meaty as it gets in terms of College World Series. So that's gonna be a fun one. Might sell a little bit of Jello that night, but we're gonna have fun with it for sure.
Well, good deal, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. I just want to touch base with it again. It's Pat, and you're the manager there, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
It's Rocco's Pizza and Cantina. Make sure you stop in there and take part and get some grub there as well, and escape a little bit of the heat if it gets too hot. You'll have your air on, I'm sure.
Have a refreshing Jello shot.
Yeah. Kevin just spent like $32,000 on new air conditioning units for the place. So we'll crank it low and it'll be just fine in there.
That's
all right.
Nice.
Perfect. All right, Pat. We'll see you down there a little bit later during the CWS. Thanks for jumping on, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Come find me. We'll throw back some Jello.
Sounds all good, right, man. All right. See you, Pat. We'll talk to you in a bit. All right. See you later. So that's Pat from Rocco's Pizza. Isn't that a funny story? That is crazy.
I love the origin, but $350,000 that they've given to food banks. I mean, I realize that that's on the backs of a lot of Jello shots.
Yes,
but talk
it is.
About turning, one thing into another. I love that.
Yeah.
And I bet there are food banks where they're like, dude, we are counting on, like an LSU to show up to have that kind of spending
to help out.
On.
Yeah. So, yeah, that I guess everyone's going to have to beat LSU's record if they can. I think it might go down this year. We'll see. I mean, once you hold a record, you don't want to lose that record by any means. Nope. All right. So Diddy. Is there a Diddy update?
Diddy update. So there's a juror that's on the ropes. Juror number 6. So apparently this week the prosecution came and talked to the judge and said that the juror number 6 is up for removal because of, quote, lack of candor with the court. So I'm assuming it's probably that they didn't disclose something during voir dire. So when you go to pick your jury, you ask them all these questions, right? So you try to weed out people that are going to be totally in camp 1 or camp 2.
Yeah.
So, you want to get rid of whatever is going to probably not be on your side. So there's probably something that juror number 6 didn't fully answer. And now the prosecution's like, wait, you're probably in Diddy's camp. So they're trying to have this person removed in an alternate. We'll see if that ends up happening. That Jane Doe is still on the stand. She's wrapping up on Thursday. And they were reading her text messages. And basically, the text messages are like, I love you. And you're
so
like,
she's saying that she was able to be and have that personal impart with Diddy. And that's why she loves him so much. I mean, she said that he would watch Dateline and fall asleep. And then she would give him foot massages and all these different. I'm like, I could never ask the sweet Wylink, hey, can you massage my feet while I'm watching Dateline?
No. especially after a sex party. You're like, I'm kind of beat. I'm sort of tired.
Down. I'm thirsty.
You know what? You know what I need a massage of?
Yeah.
Not my feet.
I need ice.
After 20 and 30 hours, ice. I need to sit on a bag of peas.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the latest, huh? So she's done.
Been like, they're reading the, yeah. So, you know, Friday will be a whole nother, but we're still with the prosecution, but we should be transitioning to the defense here in a little bit. And then things, okay, you know, get a little interesting. The big celebrity story that is breaking later in this week is Sabrina Carpenter. She's got a new album coming out later this summer called Man's Best Friend.
Okay.
And apparently the cover, which she, you know, debuted and was like, hey, here's a look at my next album, is really getting some tongues wagging, some conversations going. So it's a photograph of her on all fours.
Uh-huh. We got it right here.
And a man is pulling her hair while she's like, while she's brushing the inside of his leg. It looks very, you know, dominatrix, like she's being a submissive.
And this is her album cover?
This is her album cover. And so everyone's kind of like, dude, you're supposed to be this like girl power, like, yeah, own my sexuality. And then all of a sudden now you've got this picture where you're like on fours in front of some guy pulling your hair.
Well, who's her ex? Who's her ex? Riley Keough.
That Keough guy. Yeah. Well, what is an interesting.
Maybe
that's why. Oh, I don't. I mean,
she's getting back at him for some reason, because I think they were engaged and that thing got all beat up. Somehow. So maybe she's
obviously having some sort of sexual renaissance, because she's on the cover of the next issue of Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah.
And it is just it's her naked with just a long Rapunzel like drape waterfall of blonde curls, and then her butt and the blonde curls are like draped over her ass. I mean, it is very like,
when you describe this, can you just talk slower?
Not doing that for you. Oh my God.
Please say it, do it all over again and just talk slower like this.
So there's like her a lot of photos of her in this, in the photo shoot where, you know, she's wearing like thigh high fishnets and corsets and all sorts of stuff. So obviously she's really feeling herself right now. She's got a great body. I mean, photographic. I think
she's not even 5 foot. She's
tiny.
Yeah, she's a little,
just like an imp. Well, so here's an interesting little piece of fun.
What's
up? One of the things that they ask her about in this interview. So we all know Olivia Rodrigo. And remember, Olivia Rodrigo wrote this song called Driver's License, which was all about her ex basically throwing her over for some blonde. Well, guess who the blonde is? It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
It is like all over the place. So this is the thing, is that they ask her in this interview, like, so what do you think? She's like, I don't like to think about it. I'm like, I bet you don't. I'm sure you really didn't want to think about it once driver's license went like triple platinum. And everyone's like, who is that awful blonde woman who stole Olivia Rodrigo's boyfriend? She's like,
and it was her.
It was her.
She's been around forever too, by the way.
She's 26.
Long career. Yeah, I know. You wouldn't have guessed that.
No, she's but 26, I love that little footnote. Everyone's like, hey, in case you're wondering what this little sex kitten's been up to.
Sex kitten. Little sex kitten. All right. So I guess we're going to find out what's going on with that, right?
Yeah. So this guy was Joshua Bassett. He was the ex of Olivia Rodrigo, who then went and like skimmed over to Sabrina Carpenter. So this guy, keep him on your radar.
Why?
Who he's dating now.
I know,
because
exactly.
It's just so slimy.
Look who he's dated. He's dated two rock stars. What does he have that we don't have? Come on.
I don't even want to think about it. He's a smooth talker. Yeah. I mean, you listen to those songs, Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, she was totally getting like, he was like, I love you so much. Like, you are the best. And then he's like, obviously slinking around looking for other.
But who's that? Who's the blame in your opinion on that? Just, I mean, without going deep diving into it, who do you think's fault is it?
Is
it the guy's fault or is it the Selena Gomez's fault for not giving him what he needed to keep him around.
Why are you talking about Selena Gomez? And
I don't know.
Excuse me very much. Thank you. Wasn't giving him what he needed to stick around. Wait, oh, buddy.
I'm kidding.
I can't wait for Wylene to hear this.
Well,
Wylene,
hey.
I hope you're giving him what he needs to stick around. Like, what does that mean? More pork chops?
Yeah, more pork chops. But yeah, okay. All right, I guess we'll find out what's
you
going on.
You are like magenta right now. You're like,
that's right. I like to turn red. I like to be in the sun. That's where I'm at right now.
What he wants to stick around.
I'll quit it. It's a joke. All right, I want to do Fun Factory. I want to move on to Fun Factory. All right, you guys can send us videos too if you want. You can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, you can leave us a message, voicemail, or you can text us as well, 402-915-0962. All right, Fun Factory. Basically, if you know what this is, it's Friday, and this is my algorithm. We'll just say that on socials. So
find out what's in there.
The first one we're going to do is eating alone. Oh. Go ahead, hit F1 for us, Gracie.
Okay, I used to be so nervous about, like, eating out alone, but I just came here and got a chicken sandwich all on my own, and I don't care. Judge me.
Loser.
Yeah, wait.
No. Wait, I'm going home now.
Take my sandwich to go, please.
Yes. Exactly. All right, the dream grudge. Have you ever had a dream grudge? Should I ask you that before we do this?
I don't think there's a single human who's been in a relationship that didn't wake up and be like, you have some apologizing to do. Yeah. You were really nasty in that dream I had. You said
Grace, is that a yes or no for you? Have you had that before? You have had, okay, you woke up, someone's cheating. Yeah, I think we
it's
all
not
have
even
had
cheating.
It.
It's just like you were so nasty. Like we were in a fight and you said some really mean things in our dream.
All right, here we go. F2 with the dream.
I'd like to publicly apologize to my wife for marrying a second wife in her dreams. It really hurt her feelings, and I can't believe that I did such a thing like this to you in your dreams. I'm really sorry, my love. And I also want to apologize for yesterday when I asked you on my way home if you need anything and you said nothing. And I actually got you nothing. I should have known to get you something even if you said you don't want anything.
This guy's good.
Please forgive me, Habibti. And I'll do better as a husband.
I think this should be forwarded on to most husbands. I took you
I'll
at
do
your
better.
Word. You said you wanted nothing, and I brought nothing home.
You brought nothing. Yeah, those are little things that, I mean, you got to see between the lines a little bit.
I told a guy once to bring me a donut.
And did he bring you a donut?
He did.
Yeah, did he?
He was like, hey, can I get you anything? I was like, you know what, a donut.
Oh God!
I want a donut, and it was like, I mean, seriously,
make him work. Like,
and he's like, "Oh, well, what kind?" I was like, "Any kind, just a donut from Dunkin' Donuts."
Did you keep him around by gift? I mean, what'd you do to?
He had a bag with a single donut in it.
That's very nice of him. That man was Peter. That's how you got his heart right there. All right, so confessions of a divorcee. F4 and divorce for us, please.
So the reason why I'm getting a divorce, because when I woke up, it was my birthday. Uh-huh. My wife didn't acknowledge my birthday. Mm-hmm. My son didn't acknowledge my birthday. Mm-hmm. I went to work. My coworkers didn't acknowledge my birthday. Okay. And my manager called me in and said, Mario. I said, I get in there and she said, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, thanks. Then she said, you want to get some lunch? And I was like, okay. And then she was like, you want to go back to my place? And I was like, all right. So I went back to her place and she was like, let me step in my room. I'll be right back. She got back 5 minutes later and my kids, my coworkers, my wife was all there to say happy birthday with a cake. And I was on the couch butt naked.
That's why I'm getting a divorce. Good God.
That took a left turn. Don't right. assume.
No, you don't. All right. We're going to back up. I forgot this one. Have your eyelids ever done this one? Go ahead and hit F3 for us, Gracie, please.
Thank you.
Your eyelid ever done this?
No, but one time I shit out what I thought was a giant worm, but it turns out you're not supposed to eat the red strip on the bologna.
I can't.
Have you ever done that? Eaten the red strip of the bologna?
I don't eat bologna.
You don't eat bologna.
So no.
Okay.
I think the better question is, not if, how many times have you pooped out the bologna? Party's like, this really spoke to me because I thought I was the only one who thought that they were like excreting a worm and found out, ugh, you got to take that out, that bologna right out of the package. Takes so long though, doesn't it, for you?
Yeah.
You just got to shove it in your mouth.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to finish it with that five. This is dating advice right here. Go ahead.
What is your best dating advice?
I think it's better to cry in a Lamborghini than cry in a Honda Civic. All men will disappoint you, so choose the richest one.
There you go.
Voila! Voila!
Voila! Another fun factory. Finito.
Ah.
Finito.
I love these. Thank you for putting the work in. I love that you did this for us. This is so fun.
You bet. All right. So Monday we're going to have, I guess we'll have results from the chick pick of mascots for the CWS for the most part. And then boom, boom, boom. We got no dumb questions. You got any questions, reach out to us. Yep. And we got motivational Monday. That's right. And thank you for sponsoring the show, Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. Run out and grab something over there. It's again 50th and Underwood in Dundee. Delish, you won't be disappointed. So and when you do, shoot us a message. I want to know what you think as well, because we love them. We love them a lot. And also, don't forget about the tickets to the live show. That's July 12th. I'm out of here. Have a good Father's Day, Molly. I hope you can keep a sour face while
it's gonna be
eating. Yeah,
pork chops ahoy.
Yeah, of course. All right, we'll see you Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
A Huda Media Production.